Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1472, air date August 20th, 2024.
Everyone, we're going to be having a discussion on ballot access, where the real election fraud begins. I'm going to be doing with David Knight, and we're going to go over to David Knight. Can we bring that in, Trey? All right. I'll catch you guys later. Trey, I'm getting out of here, right?
Yes, Dr. Shiva. See you later.
Okay. Sorry about that, David. I'm back.
No problem.
Yeah.
We still got a couple of seconds left. And so I've got shivaforpresident.com is one of the sites, and I'll let you read off the other ones and let people know about that. And I just want to get a little bit of counter programming on, since we've had the Republican convention since I think we last talked, and the Democrat convention ongoing this week. And I just want to get people to focus on something else, frankly.
All right.
Yeah, that's good. And I like what you're doing from the grassroots up. We can talk about any policy if you want to, if you really focus on that, or if you're just trying to get people, tell people why you're running for president. We'll just kind of.
Yeah, I think the main thing I want to focus on, David, is the fact is that we're going to be on the ballot either as a write-in with electors.
We're about to come back.
Okay, great.
All right, welcome back. And joining us now is Dr. Shiva Iyadure, who has run for, I think it was Senate in Massachusetts. He's been very politically active, but he's also trying to help people to get control of their lives. You can find, he's got several different websites. Shiva, the number four, and president.com. Shiva4president.com is one place where you can find him. So joining us now is Dr. Shiva. I want to get him on to have some counter programming to the Republican and Democrat stuff that we're getting inundated with. So thanks for joining us, Dr. Shiva.
Yeah, the other website is truthfreedomhealth.com, David, where they can really find. So one of our slogans that we put out there, David, is shatter the swarm. And mm-hmm. people go to the website shatterdtheswarm.com. But preeminently, what we are leading with is people need to learn how to save themselves. Save yourself.
Yeah.
There's no one coming to save us. And I don't mean that against any religious or spiritual modes, but I mean that in a very, very responsible way. People.
Well, we just had Joe Rogan and was it Dennis Quaid or Randy Quaid? I can't remember. I get them mixed up. Who had just done a movie about Reagan, and they were saying, "So who's running the country?" And it's like, why do you want anybody to run the country first place? But secondly, we can see that nobody visible is running the country. The people running the country are not the people that you're voting for. So what can we do to make our lives better?
Yeah, the swarm is running the country. It's a decentralized group of people who have goal to maximize power, profit, control. But what I wanted to share with you, David, is, you know, we have a, you know, massive movement, a global movement, Truth, Freedom, Health. In the United States, that movement is manifesting itself to, again, mobilize people bottoms up to build a serious movement that educates people that it is only us, we the people, that can have ever changed anything significantly. It's never has come from top down. If anything has come from top down, it's hijacking a bottoms up movement to divert them. But one of the important things is that, you know, in the United States, when you run for election, particularly in the general election on November 5th, which is coming up 2024, people forget that we're a republic where you have states, and the states elect their representatives to this organization called the United States government. They elect House of Representatives, they elect senators, but they also elect electors. This is very hard for people to understand the 12th Amendment. They do not elect me for president. They do not elect Trump. They do not elect Kamala Harris on November 5th. And the way this has manifested itself in a very real way, and I would probably say only about 100 people really understand this from a legal and even judges. And let me explain what I'm talking about. So we have been getting on the ballots in many states, close to 15 states, and other states will be, we still are getting on the ballot as a write-in. You have to still, so when you get on the ballot in a state, everyone should listen to this carefully. It's not, I am getting on the ballot for November 5th. Mm-hmm. It is a set of electors. So, for example, in the state of New Jersey, people come together and some people say, oh, we like this guy Trump. Other people say, we like this woman Kamala. Other people say, we like Dr. Shiva. Those people can be electors of me. And so in New Jersey, you need 14 electors. And the 14 electors, that number reflects the number of House of Representatives plus two senators, typically. Okay. So those electors, those slate of electors, the slate of electors for Trump, the slate of electors for Kamala Harris, the slate of electors for Dr. Shiva are the ones who are running for office on November 5th. They're not, I'm not the one who's running. Why? Because we're a republic. I'm a resident of Massachusetts. I can't run for office of electors, which is the office of electors in New Jersey. I would say most people don't even know this, David. I'd say 99.9% of people. So in New Jersey, we have thousands of volunteers. Out of them arose 14 electors. Those electors then have to go get papers from the Secretary of State to nominate. So people are nominating them, those slates. Okay. Mm-hmm. So our slate of electors who want me, who say that if they are elected electors on December 17th, which is the first Monday after the second Wednesday, that's when those electors, if they win, will vote for me. It's a little bit complicated, but this is how the actual general election works in a presidential election. So New Jersey, our slate of electors fulfilled all their rules to get themselves on the ballot, which means they got the signatures, they got thousands of signatures, everything. So we get on the ballot. Then we get a challenge, a lawsuit by Kamala Harris against me running for office. I mean, not me, but to be specific, mm-hmm. the electors that want me to be president. Mm-hmm. Okay? And the challenge was not directed to me. I am not the party. It was directed to me. It wasn't directed to our electors. And the challenge said, oh, Dr. Shiva writing a letter to me, a lawsuit against me, saying you can't be president because you're not natural born. Okay. So let's unpack that. A, they have no jurisdiction over me. B, the qualifications for president are not decided until December 17th and thereafter by Congress. Only Congress can decide. C, a slate of electors can pledge their votes to anyone, Mickey Mouse, Fidel Castro, someone who's 10 years old, someone who's 100 years old. They can pledge their vote to anyone. So again, everyone needs to understand this very simple concept, but it's not because people don't teach history anymore. Those slate of electors, when they put the name, when you go to vote, it says Dr. Shiva. That's a brand. That means they're saying we're under this brand called Dr. Shiva, or Trump or Harris. Now, prior to the 1900s, when you went to vote, let's say there's three people running for office and there's 14 electors, you could have 42 names on a ballot. My math is right, 3 times 14. And it became onerous for the states to do this. So they said, oh, we're going to collapse these electors under a label, Trump, Kamala Harris, Dr. Shiva. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's very important to understand people are not voting for me or Trump or Harris on November 5th. They're voting for the slate of electors. A particular state.
It's interesting because since you're running as an independent, I've been involved in this in third party politics with the Libertarian Party back in the late 80s and early 90s. And so in that, what we were doing was we're getting a party on the ballot. And they would have, as part of your petitions that you would sign, you'd have to have the wording that the undersigned want to form a political party. It's not just that I would like to see a choice on the ballot. No, you're forming a political party or whatever. And so what they would do is they would allocate to the parties who were free to choose their candidates any way they chose. They could have a state-financed primary, or they could just meet in convention and choose their candidates. And then also in meeting in convention, they would choose their delegates. So that if that party, for president, they would have a nominee that they put there, that would be that whole slate of delegates whose names were submitted to the Board of Elections. So with you, and is it just in New Jersey? Is it the wording there, or is it something
everywhere?
This is what Harris is going to do.
You're voting for the office of electors. Every state This is the 12th Amendment. But you're not voting for the president. You're not voting for the name Donald Trump. You're voting for that slate of electors. This is why they could swap out Biden for Harris, because those slate of electors were pledged to Biden, which is a name. It's a brand. And they can just flip it to Harris tomorrow. So in every state, you're not voting on November 5th for the president. You're voting for a slate of electors. In fact, if you read every state election code, it says in there, please be mindful, even though the name of your candidate is showing up there, you're not voting for them. You're voting for the electors. Anyway, so Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party sue me. Now, they have never sued anyone in New Jersey before. In 1972, Linda Jenness ran under the Socialist Workers Party. Okay, meaning she didn't run, her slate of electors ran. She was only 31 years old. Roger Calero ran in 2004 and 2008. He was not a naturalized citizen. He wasn't natural born. He was a Nicaraguan citizen, but he was a different party's candidate. Okay, those set of electors. No one challenged him. In fact, he got on the ballot and got about a couple hundred votes. But that's the way it runs. This is why in Colorado, when Colorado tried to take Trump off the ballot, the Supreme Court swooped in and said, no, you don't have any right to qualify, because they said he's unqualified to run for president because he committed insurrection. Committing insurrection is one of the qualifications, or not committing insurrection. Everyone needs to understand that the qualifications for becoming president are decided by, David, can you take one second?
Sure, sure.
Just one second.
Yeah, yeah. It's very interesting, because this is the party that is always talking about it's the end of democracy. This is the party that has shut down all of the primaries. This is the party, by the way, that wanted to shut down the primaries in Florida. The DNC shut it down. They had at the time, I don't know if Cornel West was still there, but you know, Cornel West was running essentially as a Democrat, RFK Jr. running as a Democrat. You had this other guy, what was his name, Philip Dean or something. He was, but you know, they had three or four people who wanted to run against Biden, and they said, no, we're just going to shut down.
Sorry about that, David.
Sure, no problem.
So anyway, the key thing I want to let everyone know is, and I, by the way, most lawyers don't know this. Most judges don't know this. They don't.
It's the height of, I was just telling the audience while you were gone, I said, it's the height of hypocrisy. These people were saying, well, it's going to be the end of democracy. You know, you got to vote for the Democrats because we're all about
democracy. You can vote. Yeah. You're voting for a slate of electors. Right, the reality is anyone can run for office. A five-year-old can run. Fidel Castro, Vladimir Putin can run for office in the United States if he gets a bunch of electors saying they're going to pledge. What will happen is, let's say that happens. Let's say a bunch of electors get together in New Jersey and they say, we want, by the way, any state, we, you know, our pledge candidate is Putin. Let's say he gets all the electoral votes on December 17th. What would then happen, David, is would go to Congress. Congress would then say, no, he can't be on, he can't be our president because he's not born here. He wants to overthrow the United States, et cetera. The point is, many people, anyone can run for office. So why is Kamala Harris's campaign? They came after me. It went to one of the lower courts by an administrative judge. The guy didn't even listen to any of the arguments. Then I had to appeal it to the appellate court. They didn't want to hear it. And now it got appealed to the New Jersey Supreme Court. And they didn't want to hear it. Really? What's interesting is the main newspaper in New Jersey said, oh, they didn't want to hear it. .. because he's anti-Israel and he's anti-vaccine mandates. Okay? Wow. He justified it. The bottom line is the following. They sued the wrong person because the electors are the ones they should have gone after. My electors. Bottom line is they did everything perfectly. So we have a major lawsuit that's brewing right now. Number one, natural born equals naturalized citizen. That's the 14th Amendment, which has been adjudicated with Schneider versus Rusk and Bowling versus Sharp. So I told everyone we ran, this would come up. But the bottom line is, we are a republic. Every state elects its electors. Those electors can pledge their vote to anyone. It is Congress who decides who's qualified or not. So if I were to get elected, or all the electors, to be specific, get elected who pledge their vote to me, on December 17th thereafter, Congress would have to have a meeting. Wait a minute. He's a naturalized citizen. Is that qualified or not? That would go into a massive debate.
Yeah.
That's when qualification occurs. So they are conflating running for president with becoming president.
Yes.
Running for president is different than becoming president. Anyone can run for president. Everyone should repeat that 100 times. Anyone can run for president. And when you run for president or on election day, you are not voting for the president of the United States. When it comes to the presidential election, you're voting for the office of electors.
Right.
And if those, based on those slates of office of electors getting selected, then that candidate, then they pledge that candidate. And based
on
so
this is prior. This is really like prior restraint.
That's right.
This really is. And so, you know, when you look at this, what does it tell us? It tells us, A, the Democrats are hypocrites. B, they don't want to have elections. They're scared to death of people having a choice. And of course, they're also afraid of you because they didn't do this with other candidates. So
exactly, because I will probably take a couple, 500,000 votes or something, or a couple 100,000 votes in New Jersey. I'm very well known. That's where email was created. I'm well known all over New Jersey. So Kamala Harris is afraid that I will disturb that. They didn't do this to Roger Calero, who ran for president, Nicaraguan citizen. So right. This is the big news. And Wisconsin is doing the same thing. All right. Because they know I'm the candidate, David, that they must make invisible. It's only few guys like you who walk the walk. All these other influencers and podcasters who talk about against Zionism, who talk about anti-establishment, they're scared. You can fill in the blanks to put me on their shows.
Right. That's right.
That's what's really going on. I'm the big elephant in the room. People want to make invisible. But the fact that Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party, and by the way, it's interesting, Kamala Harris is supposedly Indian, whatever she is. The lawyer that they elected is an Indian guy. And the Secretary of State is a Black woman. These people are violating the 14th Amendment. Separate of that, the 14th Amendment is what let Kamala Harris run, Obama run. And it allows me to run. So they always get, you know, color on color crime. This is what the elites did all over, British did all over Africa, right? You get the Black people to oppress Black people. The British did this in India. You get Gandhi to screw over the brown people. So this is quite fascinating to watch in New Jersey, which is one of the highest populations of immigrants, legal immigrants, highest population of naturalized citizens, that Kamala, who's, by the way, a Tamil Brahmin, is going after a non-Brahmin. It's so wild.
Yeah. So where's the case now? You said that you appealed. Well,
I can appeal it all the way to the Supreme Court. So that's what we're strategizing. So it's going to be in days. So this is hot news that everyone should be covering. The New Jersey Globe was forced to cover it. But they rationalized it saying, oh, yeah, they don't need to hear his case. By the way, he's anti-vaccine mandates. He's against Israel. And as you know, I grew up
that justifies it. That justifies like keeping you out of politics, right? Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. That is breaking news, and that's very important. So I was not aware of that. It's very important. So
David, I have a slight thing. I can come back if you want a couple minutes, or we can read, you know, do a follow up. But I just have something that just popped up because we have to submit a couple papers.
I understand.
Couple states.
Yeah, you're on a deadline here. So, if you want to come back, you can do that. And we'll keep it open for you to do that if you want to get back on. Travis, what's that? The show ends in about a half hour. So I don't know if you've got the time.
I may be able to go 5 minutes and come right back. Just give me 5 minutes if you can keep going.
Okay, sure.
I'll be right back in 5 minutes. Yep.
All right. All right.
Yep. Well, I'll be right back, Trey. Keep it going.
Okay. All right. So I guess just keep him on the line and he'll be back in 5 minutes. I think that's very interesting. Again, it is the hypocrisy, and I've got a comment here on Rumble, a question for Dr. Shiva about the Adelson's benefit, the money for Trump and things like that. I'm sure he's going to want to talk about that as well. But it is, like I said, when everybody was arguing about the 2020 election, I said the election corruption begins with ballot access. What do we see here? It begins with ballot access. If you can't even have a choice of who you want to vote for, if they shut people out of the debate, and that's, of course, is what the newspaper is doing, justifying this. Well, you know, he's anti-vaccine and he doesn't support Israel, so therefore he shouldn't be allowed on the ballot. Really? Again, this is not just prior restraint. But this is about weaponizing political positions against people. So that's really what we're looking at here with this. He's going to be back with us in about 5 minutes. I'm going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Stay with us. Well, while we're waiting for Dr. Shiva to come back, I thought it was interesting to see the reactions in the markets to Lala's economic plan. Of course, the Washington Post dismissed it as a populist garbage and, empty promises, blaming corporations and others for, profiteering off of the inflation that's been created by successive administrations, of course, and especially by the Biden administration. Gold soared to a record high as the dollar was dumped when Kamala unveiled her, quote, populist, unquote, economic plan. Zero Hedge says, we're sure it's just a coincidence that the dollar plunged to 5 months lows on the day that she unveiled her plan. And we see gold going up and setting all new record highs, actually. Part of the response to all this, one analyst says, how crazy is $3,000 gold from here? Because it broke $2,500 for the first time earlier this week, and it is hanging above $2,500 for the last I looked at it. It's going to, nothing goes, as we always say, up and to the right always. But it is going to, I think, continue to trend higher. There'll be fluctuations in it at all these different times. But again, it is the thing that everybody falls back on when things look like they're going to go crazy, going to come apart. It is wealth insurance. And again, if you want to prepare for this type of stuff, especially for a commie Lala administration, if that is the case, or who knows what Trump will do. I mean, he's also talking about a lot of crazy nonsense as well. Whatever these two people are going to do, this next 4 years, things are going to move very quickly and very strangely and very seriously because we're at the tail end of this fourth turning. So if you want to keep your wealth protected and have some leg outside of this system where they're going to try to control everything. If you want to go to Tony Arterburn, Wise Wolf Gold, he's set up davidknight.gold. That'll take you to Tony's website. You can buy gold and silver, small or large transactions. Tony will work with you, and he'll even help you to gradually accumulate at whatever level you're comfortable with. He's got a lot of different tiers that you can make a monthly purchase of gold and silver. He calls it Wise Wolf, and you can get the group buying discounts as part of Wise Wolf. Every month you can set aside a little bit of money. It's a great savings program because it's really about saving your wealth. It's not just about saving some money. People don't typically save anymore, but if you're going to save, don't save it into dollars. Save it into something that's going to retain its value, and that's what you can do with Wise Wolf. So it's interesting that the Democrats, as part of their official platform, have decided not to talk at all about Bitcoin or crypto. They said a lot of stuff about Bitcoin and crypto on as part of their official policy for the last 4 years. A dead set against it. And so this is a dividing line between Republicans and Democrats. I don't really know how serious the Republicans are in terms of protecting against CBDC. And I know that they do want to focus on crypto donors. And Trump Jr. has said that he wants to start crypto in order to, as a check against the Federal Reserve. As I said, well, you know, there's a way that you could have done that with Trump as president, but that didn't happen. Okay, good. All right, Dr. Shiva has come back. Welcome back. And again, we've got a question for you, Dr. Shiva. Can you ask Dr. Shiva about Trump taking money from the Adelsons to benefit another country?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing with Trump, and this comes back to this, I think, general question, David, about loyalty to the United States.
Yeah.
And the whole, I think it's very related to what the founders, I think, were really looking for when they wanted loyalty to the Constitution. It's very deeply related, in my view, to Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, when we talk about natural-born citizens.
Yeah, and, absolutely. And this reality. Because that's about loyalty, as you said. It's about divided loyalty.
Right.
Who is more loyal, the person who takes $100 million from another country and says, I'm going to make sure you're going to own the presidency, and I'm going to make sure that you also own Congress again? I mean, who's got the loyalty there?
Well, if we go back to the 1700s, Hamilton and Madison had many, many deep conversations about this, John Yinger, a scholar at SUNY, has talked about. And he's documented. Bottom line is that when you really unravel all of this, and I don't have time to do a historic analysis here, but bottom line, the founders felt that their theory was those people are natural born just solely on the soil would be loyal. Those people who fought for this country, the Marquis de Lafayette was made a natural born citizen, quote unquote, natural born. It's never defined, by the way.
Yeah.
Quite interesting. He was born in France, but they made him a natural born citizen and all of his heirs. And then they carved out for naturalized citizens, about 10,000 or more of them, that they too could be president in 1787. Mm-hmm. Okay. There were seven signers of the Constitution, including William Patterson, were born in England or other parts. They too could become president. So it's not like the founders had this very clear view, oh, anyone who was born outside of the United States is going to be disloyal. The general notion was that a naturalized citizen who became part of this country and natural born, and including someone like the Marquis de Lafayette, they gave him the nom de plume of natural born. Quite interesting. Yeah, now, you forward it to today to answer your question. We have 99.99% of people in Congress are natural-born citizens, yet they have to give their oath to AIPAC. Trump just got 100 million because he basically says, I mean, you look at his speech he just gave that, you know, Israel should be expanded. He will do whatever it takes to support he'll put Israel first.
Yeah.
And that's what's occurred in the United States. Now, you take someone like me. When I became a naturalized citizen, I had to give up my Indian citizenship, which allowed me to be prime minister or president there. I had to take an oath of allegiance, which natural born citizens do not need to take, saying that I will take arms up for the United States, that I will not follow any foreign powers, and I will not have dual citizenship. Okay? I had to do that as a naturalized citizen. Who the hell are these people to say that I cannot run for president?
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because, you know, Trump endorsed Dr. Oz, who said, well, I'm not going to give up
the Turkish army.
Yeah, he was fought in the Turkish army, and he said, and I'm not going to give up my Turkish citizenship unless I'm elected. And then that case, I will give it up so that I can get in on the classified information or things like what? You know, I mean, it's like, where is that's this guy's loyalty? But how was he able to, you said you had to give up your foreign citizenship?
I had to give up my passport. I had to give up my foreign citizenship and oath allegiance. I mean, if you look at the naturalized citizen's oath of allegiance,
yeah,
it's quite remarkable that everyone doesn't have to take that oath, David.
I wonder, yeah, I wonder why Dr. Oz still had his citizenship in Turkey. And, you know, he still has it because he lost. But he was a guy that was endorsed by Trump.
Exactly. The reality is we have to look at what these people say and what they do. Trump is a complete BSer. Okay. He says anything that needs to be said at the time to get whatever he wants. Okay.
Yep.
And the oath of allegiance says, I hereby declare an oath, right, that I absolutely entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentiate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have therefore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. I mean, there's other provisions there, but you're supposed to give a full oath to this country, right? Against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by law, that I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by law, that I will perform work of national importance under civil direction and required by the law, and that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So natural-born citizens do not have to take that oath.
Yeah, that's right.
I can get deported if I don't fight for the United States. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Yeah.
So we need to understand in many ways a naturalized, you took natural and you eyes them. You naturalized them. Okay. Yeah. Is equal. I would argue it's even higher than natural born. Natural born citizens do not need to take this oath.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, it is kind of interesting, you know, back in the, it's something that's talked about in terms of my Christian religion, when I talk about the fact that God has adopted us, they point out that in Roman society, you could disown your natural born child, but if you had adopted somebody, you couldn't get rid of them. You couldn't disown an adopted child, you know? So it's kind of the same argument that you're making there. So it's in Wisconsin and New Jersey right now where Lala is trying to rig the election. And
In New Jersey, it's Lala. In Wisconsin, it's Trump.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because
whoever thinks they're going to have a chance at winning that state, right?
Right. The point is that our candidacy, my candidacy, is the elephant in the room. We're not just some frivolous candidate. We have a movement. People know about me. People know I was the one who fought for people against, you know, the election fraud. People know that it was I who exposed a backdoor portal to Twitter. People know is the one I who fought against the lockdowns. Booby Kennedy supported lockdowns. Trump supported lockdowns. Biden supported lockdowns. They know I'm the real fighter, David. Yep. And they know that we're not going to just get 5 or 10 votes like Roger Calero, that we're going to get hundreds of thousands of votes, which can, you know, disrupt this election.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Both parties are violating the law and do not recognize the 12th Amendment or the 20th Amendment, that only Congress can qualify a candidate. And this is what's called, it's known in legal terms as a non-justiciable issue that even the courts can't rule on. It's a part of the political process. If you want Mickey Mouse on the ballot and a bunch of electors want him on the ballot and electors vote for that person, then Congress will have to say, well, Mickey Mouse, you know, he's a cartoon character. He can't be. That's Congress is what decides that.
Yeah.
The states have no jurisdiction. They do not have any jurisdiction to qualify the potentially pledged candidate of the office of electors. It's like fundamental constitution. And it's amazing how many judges don't know this. How many lawyers don't know this? I was speaking to Ralph Nader's lawyer for 30 years. He goes, oh my God, Shiva, you're absolutely right. He goes, this makes no sense. They have no right to take you off the ballot. They can go after the electors. If the electors weren't residents, if they weren't citizens, da da da. But it's presumptive. They're putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah, that's right. And when we have the fake electors, the issues with that, of course, is the electors have to be declared by some legal authority, typically the board of of elections. As I said, when they were contesting this, if the there were four states, Republican legislatures, two of them had Republican governors. I said if they wanted to contest that, they could have, since they weren't having any luck in the courts, they could have gone to the legislature. If the legislature would have said, we recognize that slate of electors, then you would have had a determination would have to been made in Congress on January the 6th as to which slate of electors were they going to recognize. Were they going to recognize the ones that came from the legislature or the ones that came from the governorship? And I've got all these people that I've talked to, Republicans, don't get that either. They don't understand that, you know, it has to be a recognized slate of electors, and it's the slate of electors that is sent to Washington. But I told people in 2020, I said, you know, when you look at election corruption, long before you have all the issues about counting votes and custody
and way at the end of the process.
Yeah, the beginning, it all begins. Election corruption begins with ballot access. And exactly. That's exactly what you're fighting. Yeah,
exactly. So we, to let everyone know, be defiant. What we are, we will be, except for four states, write us in. Write in Dr. Shiva. Dr. Shiva, write us in. And about 15 mm-hmm. states will be listed on the ballots as of now, David, unless Kamala Harris and Trump go do this. You know, when I decided to run, Reince Priebus told a friend of mine who he's on the board of, he said, oh, my God, Dr. Shiva's running. This is going to be disruptive. That's from Reince Priebus.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's quite telling that none of these podcasters, in fact, none of the so-called anti-Zionist podcasters dare put me on their show. And if you look at my followers on Twitter, 366. On Facebook, 520, on YouTube, 250, has stayed the same for 2 years, David.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. I've stayed the same for 8 years.
Hey, there you go.
You know, they capped me, and I look at people, I see videos that come up, and it's like, why am I seeing this? I look at the fact that they've got like 4,000 people have seen whatever it is that they've got there, and yet they've only got 900 followers. And it's like, how in the world do I have only a couple hundred people have seen this when I'm supposedly got 136,000 followers? They're obviously curating the content. And that really is the issue. And so, yeah, I'm glad to have you on. People need to understand what this is. And let's understand what the time frame is on this as well. So where are you right now in New Jersey?
The time frame is ballots get printed. Remember, military around mid-September, which means they're designing the ballots, which means all of this is right now. So anyone listening, number one, you know, hit up everyone you know. Tell them to go to ShivaForPresident.com. Download our cards, ShivaForPresident.com/cards. Start mm-hmm. handing out our write-in and our vote cards everywhere. We have to disrupt these guys. They need to know that we, the people, are a disruptive force. That's what our campaign represents. All of these elections are selections. Right now, the Zionist swarm is deciding who will give them the better benefits. Will it be Kamala Harris or will it be Trump? So Trump is, you know, bending over to them in any way possible. He took $100 million from Sheldon Adelson's wife, right? He'll probably go bomb the entire Middle East, or he'll say he'll do that, anything. Yep. And Kamala Harris and that clan, it's basically two wings of the swarm deciding, you know, how much they're going to serve an entity which has nothing to do with the United States, except to get us into war. War leads into printing money. Printing money leads to inflation, which increases cost of living, which, so you have cost of living going up, you have lifespan going down. That's what the swarm has gotten you. The only force against that is Shiva for President and the Movement for Truth, Freedom, Health, and all of you. We need to build a bottoms-up movement. That's the only way forward. And the thing I want to say, David, is you're one of the few people who puts us on. Podcasters. You know, I have an interview with Mike Adams coming up. You know, Mike will put us on to the extent where people say, hey, you better put Dr. Shiva on, okay, because Mike needs to maintain his credibility, okay?
I just had before you came on, I had somebody put a comment on there and said, when are you going to have Dr. Shiva on? I said, funny you'd mention that. We got him coming up in the third hour. So,
yeah we do. So, but you will notice these so-called anti-Zionist, pro-Palestinian guys who talk a big game. Well, why aren't you supporting me? I'm the only anti-Zionist candidate. Because they're using anti-Zionism, many of these so-called anti-Zionists and pro-Palestinian, and they're making money off the deal. The anti-Zionist pro-Palestinian movement has been taken over by liberal Zionists who push, quote-unquote, ceasefire for 40 years. They don't want to talk about the real solution, which is end the occupation of America. That's what we should talk about. End the occupation of America by foreign influence and foreign governments. And Trump serves Israel. Kamala Harris serves Israel. Bobby Kennedy serves Israel. They do not serve the American working people.
Yeah, he says the quiet part right out loud. And of course, you are the only real anti-vax candidate that is out there. Anti-lockdown, as you point out.
Not that. I'm the one who ran the biggest protest in New Jersey against Phil Murphy. And we stopped the vax mandate bill. Bobby Kennedy was trying to negotiate with the Democrats. We did a massive militant protest and scared the hell out of them. Yeah. So this is why they do not want one of us, David, coming up from below fighting for us. So they have to anoint. That's what you're witnessing right now. Kamala Harris has to go after me in New Jersey. Trump has to go after me in Wisconsin because they do not want any independent movements. They don't want someone like me who came from nothing coming up, David, or us. That's what I represent. And that's what this is about. So this is a huge opportunity for people to get involved.
Yeah, that's the key. It's got to come from the bottom up. And it's not just this, but it's also making the connections and starting to get the community so that you can have an impact there locally, because it has to be done at the local level. All politics is local. And that's what they understood. And I played a clip earlier from Lala Harris when they had the mainstream media was begging her to do vaccine passports like France. And she said, well, you know, we put out the guidance and everything, but, you know, we turn it over to the local people. They bribe the local officials. And if you don't have good local officials who are principled and who are going to stand against this stuff, that's why I keep telling everybody I cover national politics, because I want people to focus from the bottom up. And that's what you're doing as well.
Is at every level. The reason we, you know, one of our biggest reasons in the success of running for president, now we have leaders in all communities all over the United States who've emerged bottoms up. And by the way, everyone who collects signatures for us, they all have full-time jobs or they're retired people. You know, we didn't go and raise 20 million like Bobby Kennedy did to go pay people to collect signatures for us. Everything we've done is bottoms up, everything. So I really want to let everyone know that if you truly want to save yourself, no one's coming to save you. There's a movement that exists, and we're the only game in town, truthfreedomhelp.com, because we will teach you, we'll give you the tools. It's not about me. It's not about anyone else. It's about you learning how to fight. Yeah, and in order to learn how to fight, you have to understand the science of systems, these interconnections, who the swarm is, how the enemy operates. But without that knowledge, you're always going to be 10 steps backward, because I'll give you the next Trump, the next Bobby Kennedy, the next Obama, the next fool who'll talk a good game, the next Bernie Sanders. Yeah. And their job is to distract you and make you fat, dumb, and lazy so you don't build a bottoms up movement. They want you thinking that there's an easy way out. There's no easy way out. You got to do your homework. You got to get on the ground. You have to do the work.
That's right.
And that's how we win. There's no other way to win. We have to save ourselves.
Very important. They're so clueless in terms of they don't understand. They use the labels, whatever they come up with. It's like, okay, well, we'll call this woke. And so, we'll call the Marxist approach as used by Mao. We'll call that woke. We'll wear the red hats and all the rest of the stuff. And it's like, they don't understand history. They don't understand what's happened in other countries. They don't understand the global agenda. They don't understand who the players are and what they stand for in America. And most importantly, they don't understand that it's all about local and going from the bottom up. Let me ask you, since I'm in Tennessee, are you going to be on the ballot in Tennessee?
Yep. It looks like we're already on there, David. They gave us, they told us we are. Yep.
Good. Okay. Well, good. I will show up then on election. Give me a reason to go to the polls. Yeah.
When you vote for Shiva for president, what you're really saying is that I want to save myself and I want to build a bottoms up movement. And when you write us in, you're saying, I don't believe in any of these guys. And every vote we take away from them is a vote for you, working people, realizing that your consciousness has been raised. That's a good thing. Every person who raises their consciousness, understands this concept, and votes for Shiva for president, that's what they're really doing. They're saying, you know, elections are selections. And here's a guy who's coming bottoms up. That's someone like me, my family, where I came up. And that's the kind of people we want. So you're actually voting for a bottoms up movement when you vote for Shiva for president.
Yes. Well, that's very important. Yeah, it's very important. And people can go to your website, sign up, get on the mailing list and find out what is going on with the ballot access cases. This is breaking news. And it is very important that we keep our ballots open. It's been one of my pet peeves. And again, I've seen the games that they play and how they keep people off the ballot. When we were in North Carolina, they would collude with, believe it or not, the media organizations there in North Carolina. They would actually have the debates run by them. And even though there was only going to be three candidates on the ballot, they would exclude the third candidate.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the media. You would think that they would want to have something that would be open and lively. But no, it's all controlled. And so it begins with the ballot access. Very interested to see what happens with this. We'll be following this. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for coming on.
And thanks, David. Thanks
again,
for
people
having
can
us
go.
On.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank Shiva. You. Be well, David. Best of you and Travis.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Be well.
ShivaForPresidentFolks.com. You can go there and keep up with what is happening. Things are breaking very fast for him. But it is it's good to know that somebody has at least take a look at the organization that he's got.